Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You know what the American people would be shocked to know?
What would that
after
be?
That ridiculous press conference yesterday?
Which one?
By the FBI.
Oh, okay, that one.
And the Department of Injustice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They found the Russian influence. We're going to tear that apart in a minute. Yeah. Let's talk about the real Russian influence. And I would encourage everyone to go and read this article, okay? I wish every Democrat could have it in their inbox this morning. I think it would shock them. UK Daily Mail. This is October 2022 headline. Leaked emails reveal Hunter Biden's real estate company received, you might want to sit down for this if you're a toxic troll, maybe pull your car over if you're driving. Leaked emails reveal Hunter Biden's real estate company received $40 million from Russian oligarch Yelena Baturina, which is kind of weird since Hunter doesn't have any real estate experience. That company was, by the way, one of those under the umbrella of the Rosemont Seneca companies that Hunter used to move. We now know from David Weiss, who's prosecuting him, what Weiss calls bribes. But we didn't have that back in 2022. But we have it now. Leaked emails reveal Hunter Biden's real estate company received $40 million from Russian oligarch Yelena Baturina. The billionaire widow of corrupt Moscow mayor and also confederate of Vladimir Putin. They're good friends. Who also paid the president's son, in addition, personally, $3.5 million as a consulting fee. $43 million from a Russian oligarch. Did you see an FBI press conference about that?
No, I didn't see that one, Tara.
To the Biden family. Wow, that is a lot of money for a guy with no experience whatsoever in real estate.
And the fact that it's the son of the of a former vice president and current president, that would be an interesting aspect of the news too, wouldn't it?
I would think, like, that to me is way more interesting than, say, like Tim Pool getting a contract from a company that has Russian funding, that he didn't know had Russian funding. Never mind that his podcast and his Timcast and his videos, he launched them all before he became involved with Tenet Media. They gave him a contract. He says he was never told what to say and had no idea that was Russian money. Well, Hunter knew about the Russian money. Where's that press conference? Where's that? Now, Yelena Batorina was asked by the UK Daily Mail. Our media doesn't care, but they do. The UK Daily Mail, like, hey, would you pay that money to a guy like who has no real estate experience for? I mean, that's an awful lot of money for consulting. By the way, we still don't know what Hunter did for the money. Well, we do know what Hunter did for the money.
Or what he did with the money.
Yeah. It's an awful lot of money. So the brother, the Russian oligarch's brother, Batorina's brother, who acts as her spokesperson, said they were paying to enter the American market, which I laughed at the time. It's a pay to enter the American market. There's plenty of Russians who own property here. You don't have to pay Hunter to enter the American market. But nobody asked, like, what kind of market were you entering precisely? Mm-hmm. What did Russia get for that? Well, I've got a theory what they got for that. Here's Senator Ted Cruz describing what he thinks the Russians got for the money they paid Hunter. This is back in December of 2021.
This weekend, I was on a video conference call with President Zelensky from Ukraine. And what President Zelensky said, he said a couple of things. He said, number one, if Biden last year had sanctioned Nord Stream 2, which I fought all year trying to force Biden to do, Zelensky said Russia would not have invaded if Biden had sanctioned Nord Stream 2. That is a big deal because 44 Democrats just a few weeks ago voted with Putin, with Russia, against sanctions, which is what caused this invasion.
Or Biden himself could have just left Trump's sanctions on the Nord. But here's what happened with that after the generous check was cut to Hunter.
In 2019, I authored bipartisan legislation, sanctions on Nord Stream 2, passed both houses of Congress. President Trump signed it into law. And the day that my legislation was signed into law, Putin stopped construction of the pipeline. It lay dormant for over a year until Joe Biden got elected. The timing is stunning. Biden was sworn into office on January 20th, 2021. Mm-hmm. Putin began building the pipeline again on January 24th, 2021, 4 days after Biden was sworn into office. Biden waived the sanctions that I had authored that we had imposed on Nord Stream 2, waived it at the time he waived it this summer. Both Ukraine and Poland said publicly that by waiving the sanctions, Biden was creating a military threat to Ukraine from Russia. And let me tell you, Harris, Biden could stop this today if he simply revokes the sanctions, revokes the waiver, and imposes sanctions. And he's unwilling to do so. If we see tanks in the streets of Kiev, it will be because Joe Biden surrendered to Putin.
How much did his family get again? $43 million, including a direct $3.5 million transfer. Right, cool. How much money, Lee? Here's a trick question for you liberal trolls. How much money did the Trump family get from Russia? This is what I always do with liberal trolls when they show up. They say, Trump is owned by Russia, he's owned by Russia, he's... How much money did he take? Tell me. Give it to me. Give me a dollar amount. They never know.
No.
Because it's zero. It's zero. So somehow we are supposed to be in complete living terror of Russian influence on our election because some guy, Tim Pool, works for a company that took some Russian money. Even though he wasn't aware of the Russian money, never told what to say, never influenced. And his podcast predated that. They put him under contract. We're supposed to be in total terror of Russian influence. But we're not supposed to look at the $43 million that went to the guy in the White House and his family.
And, of course, we know that the president never had any discussion about his son's business dealings.
No, of course not.
Never. That
never
happened. It's not like he would have made any phone calls or, you know, appeared in any photographs with any of his business associates or, you know, none of that would have happened. Of course not.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Texture, right? So, hey, Tara, so the regime is saying Russians can't invest in American companies anymore unless they're Democrat companies.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, because I guess it's, it's okay to invest in Hunter, right? As a consultant.
Well, it's just still laughable to sit there and watch Merrick Garland talk about a government spreading misinformation. Just like, you've got to be kidding me.
I know. And the absurdity of this idea, I mean, the FBI itself is the biggest Russian disinformer there is, unless you count the CIA and the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, these are the people that told you Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation.
Yeah.
Again, why did they tell that lie? Well, it hurt Joe. They wanted him to get elected, right? But why that? Because remember, the New York Post had broken the story that Hunter Biden's laptop was real. What was on the laptop? This is the punchline to this whole thing. What was on the laptop? Emails accepting the $3.5 million from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, evidence of Hunter's crimes, and I would argue the Biden family's crimes.
Yeah. If they were Republicans, they would actually be crimes that would be investigated. But
right.
Course, yeah.
So let's get this straight. RT, which is now Tenet Media. By the way, RT has never hidden its bias. Ever. It was called the Times of Russia. Kind of obvious what, you know, what angle they're coming from, right?
Yes, it's hard to figure out, huh?
And they changed their name to Tenet Media. But this isn't like some sneak operation like the left is making it out to be this morning, okay? It's Tenet Media. Oh, okay. They pay some people who are conservative. Cool. All right. Who are saying they are victims. And by the way, the indictment says they didn't know. The FBI's own indictment says the conservative podcasters didn't know about the Russian money. Okay. Where's the indictment of the Biden family for Russian influence? Where's the indictment of Hunter's companies for Russian influence? Where's that? Nowhere.
No, that's not going to happen.
Because look, the Bidens are really smart and they can handle Russian influence. And I mean, just because Biden lobbied against sanctions for the Nord and got Democrats to flip their votes doesn't mean he was under Russian influence. I mean, you could tell by looking at him. Much in the same way as Rachel Maddow explained that you could tell by looking at Trump that he was controlled by Russia. See how this works? You can tell by looking at Hunter and Joe that $43 million had no influence on them whatsoever. I mean, this has reached the point of absurdity.
Yeah.
Well, in our society.
It's beyond the point of absurdity.
Yeah.
But, it's the second I heard them talking about this and listened to Garland sitting there talking about a government spreading misinformation through social media, I'm like, are you talking about your own government? Are you talking about another? I mean, it's literally laughable.
And by the way, this is giving them a chance to repeat all their lies that I can't believe they're repeating because they have been so exhaustively debunked. Let's go through them quickly, okay? Because you're going to hear them today. They were referenced yesterday in the press conference. Number one, there was no DNC hacking. That did not happen. The FBI never investigated the server, never took possession of the server. And when CrowdStrike, which controlled the server for the DNC, was interviewed by Congress, they admitted they had no evidence of Russia hacking and didn't even know if the server had been hacked. When asked, hey, then how do you know it was Russia that hacked it? They said, well, we don't. We just think if it was hacked, it would have been Russia. Okay, no hacking. That's a lie, but they told it again yesterday. But Lee, they're Russian disinforming again.
Yeah.
The FBI is, the DOJ is. Russian interference. No, no, no. We now know that the CIA director went to the White House in the summer of 2016. I don't know how many times I have to repeat this. He took notes in his own hand. John Brennan did, CIA director, to inform Barack Obama and Joe Biden that Hillary Clinton had made up the Russia collusion narrative, made it up, and that the Russians had found out and they were pissed and that it wasn't real. In the fall of 2016, he briefed the FBI. No Russia collusion, totally fake. Hillary's campaign made it up. The Russians are mad. And they all know all that's fake, and they repeated it yesterday. So this is disinformation. Disinformation. You know what? They should all be banned. The FBI should lose its Facebook account.
Exactly.
Right now, no Instagram account. Unfortunately, they're the ones doing the censoring inside the Instagram.
There's no one to censor the censors.
No, and the censors are the liars and the disinformers themselves. This is an incredible time in American history. Okay, back during saner American times, Jimmy Carter lost his presidency in part because he failed to secure the release of the American hostages from Iran, when we cared about Americans and how Islamists treated them. Fast forward to today. Off the top of your head, how many Americans were killed by Hamas on October 7th? Anybody know? It's a number that should jump right to our heads. It would have during the Jimmy Carter era. What's the number? What do you think, 10? 13? That'd be a lot, right? It's 43. What? 43 American citizens slaughtered simply for being Jewish by Hamas. 43. Think that deserves any kind of retaliation? Maybe just as a sign, hey, like you can't kill Americans because they're Jewish, no matter where you find them. Nope, not to the Biden administration. That number isn't even known to Americans because the mainstream media blacked it out to protect Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. But then it got really weird. See, because yesterday the Biden administration admitted Iran's been funding Hamas this whole time. Which is weird because we've been funding Iran this whole time. And we've known that since the days after the attack, when no less than the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and New York Times admitted that Iran armed, trained, and provided logistical support for the slaughter on October 7th, including of 43 Americans. What did Joe Biden do? Left. Could have put Trump sanctions back on, but he didn't. They've reaped $90 billion they wouldn't have otherwise had since then, including two $10 billion tranches of money that had been frozen that Joe Biden released the money to Iran. If you're Hamas, Or Iran. What do you think when you see that? Wow, dude, I killed 43 Americans and I got billions of dollars. We've never seen anything like this. So, of course, Hamas thought they could put a bullet in the back of a head of the head of an American hostage. Why couldn't they? And they were right. What did Joe and Kamala do? Oh, okay. They blamed Israel for it. Well, that wasn't sitting well with the American people. I can see that by looking at the Topic Pulse app. This hostage story is not going away. Executing American in the back, and an American in the back of the head is apparently a step too far for the American people, who obviously don't know that 43 others were murdered on October 7th by Joe's friends, Hamas, which the Biden administration admits they're funded by Iran. So it was refreshing to learn yesterday from Lindsey Graham that if Donald Trump wins, America has some hope. You have some hope as an American of Joe Biden not sending money to the terrorist who kills you if you go overseas, which is Democrat policy right now. If you kill an American, we reward you for billions of dollars. That is with billions of dollars. That is what the world's terrorists have learned. It's outrageous if you put it all together. So I got to hand it to Lindsey Graham yesterday. He lost it over the Biden administration announcing, hey, we're going to charge these Hamas terrorists in our courts, including three who are dead. Even the Associated Press admitted it's pretty much symbolic. We'll never get our hands on them. Okay. October 7th was almost a year ago. American lives were so unimportant to you, y'all waited till now to file charges? That's not how it's going to go in a Trump administration, Lindsey Graham explained on Hannity. Take a listen, because wow, what a contrast.
Now, what is Biden doing? Charging Sinwar with crimes in an American court. We're not fighting a crime here. We're fighting a war. Sinwar could care less about being indicted by Garland. Sinwar, your days are numbered, pal. We're not going to indict you. We're going to kill you.
Yeah. That should have happened 9 months ago. That should have, we should have Soleimani'd him. He goes to the turnstile at the airport. Boom. No Soleimani. It's not hard. In fact, Trump showed how very, very easy that it is. And Lindsey Graham is, this hurts, right. Whew, got that out. Lindsey Graham is right about the lack of deterrence. This is why they put a bullet in the back of an American's head. Because last time they did it, they got billions of dollars from Joe Biden. 43 dead on October 7th.
We've lost deterrence. Nobody is afraid of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
Nope.
What did Donald Trump do? He went to maximum economic pressure.
Yep.
He put Iran in an economic box.
Yep.
And when he heard that Soleimani, their Iranian Revolutionary Guard leader, was plotting to kill Americans in Iraq, he blew him up.
He blew him up. I'm going to play this again because it just makes me feel good. It's the feel-good clip of the day, really.
Now, what is Biden doing? Charging Sinwar with crimes in an American court. We're not fighting a crime here. We're fighting a war. Sinwar could care less about being indicted by Garland. Sinwar, your days are numbered, pal. We're not going to indict you. We're going to kill you.
It's the only possible response. And then for Biden to criticize Netanyahu because an American hostage was killed, you've been funding them, my friend. Biden funded them. And then argued when our side said, hey, funding is fungible. You know, you send them billions of dollars, it frees them up to forward billions of dollars to Hamas. And they're like, oh, funding is never fungible. Well, Hamas learned. They learned they can kill Americans. They were taught by the Democrat Party.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Cook. compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.